Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 ads and popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, 'cause Doug loves movies.
Hey, 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 everybody. My name is Doug, and I love movies. Doug loves movies. Coming to you. Coming to you from inside Yorkie-thon. That's right. We're up in it. It's happening as we speak, an event to raise money for Yorkies to spend on sweaters because they get cold in the wintertime because they're just cute little Yorkies. My guests are the geniuses behind Yorkie-thon and a lover of Yorkies, I'm guessing. Adam Green, Joe Lynch, and Sam Levine. Yeah.
Hey guys.
Good girl.
All right. Two current champs are involved today because Joe won a few weeks ago, like back to back episodes.
I'm gonna get schooled now.
You know what, when you do this is 80s hair metal or Doug Loves Bullet Boys B sides, I will win.
Okay, well, so pencil that in for never. And we should be good. But Sam recently won on an episode of the show, so he's back as a champ. And Adam, you're really
I'm dead.
You're really up against it. Yeah. Use your microphone, Sam.
Oh yes, microphone. Don't forget the microphone.
Lean into it.
I don't want to.
He's the shyest podcast guest. He's so shy. Okay. So, as you know, Joe and Sam, because you've been on, Arwin, not so much, but Adam,
I've been on, but
Adam, you'll pick up on what's happening here. I ask each of my guests to recommend a movie during each episode. And of course, since this is the holiday season, the season in which you have the Yorkie-thon each year. And since I don't think there's a lot of movies you could recommend that just feature a Yorkie, but maybe a Christmas movie, because that's what I'm looking for, is quote unquote holiday movies. Please recommend one. We'll start with Sam. Give us a good holiday movie recommendation.
Now, Doug, we've been over this before, and
I know
this happens every year, and I must remind you, I was raised Jewish. Holiday movies were not a thing in my house, so when I think of the holidays, I think of movies that, as a kid or a teenager, I watched on Christmas Day or Christmas Eve.
Right. That's still what the what do you call it? The Santa Claus
effect,
a hierarchy, you know, the patriarchy,
you
the Santa-archy. No, the Santa-archy still puts in the pipeline Christmassy movies,
that's true.
Even in Jewish homes.
Even
so
in Jewish
what
homes.
What did you watch on Christmas Day?
I remember the first time I watched To Wong Fu, Thanks for Everything, Julie Newmar.
That's beautiful.
Yeah. Little Christmas
that's
movie.
Yeah. Answer.
I've never heard it. To Wong Fu.
Well, all those sequins and everything.
Comma.
Yeah.
Thanks for Everything. Comma.
Right.
Julie Newmar.
Yeah. People never say it. People never say it right like that.
All right. I take punctuation very seriously.
All right. Well, I'm just going to write To Wong Fu and work out the details later. But it's a terrific movie. I just saw some of it again recently. And those three actors that are in drag in that movie are very, very committed and sensitive in their portrayals. Joe Lich, what's your holiday? Is it going to be horror, or do you have a holiday film that's not full of horror?
I'm going to recommend, I'm going to go a little left field. I'm going to recommend a little film called Happiest Season that was directed by Clea DuVall.
Okay, yeah.
Kristen Stewart. It is an, I guess you can say it is a queer holiday film.
Probably first lesbian romance, Christmas romance on a streamer. That's
it is right. A delight. It may be horrifying for people in the red states, but to be honest, it is one of the most delightful discoveries I've had. Also, I can also recommend the, if we're going to pivot, the Powell Pressburger.
Wait, classic. What's this also business? You recommend one movie and then we move on.
I have a tie. Narcissus. I'm putting Black Narcissus down.
You've got other guests on the Yorkie-thon. This isn't just going to be
fine.
Joe List's holiday movies.
Happiest Season, Clea DuVall, fantastic auteur, and a great fucking movie.
I love it. That's a great recommendation. Adam?
I'm going to go with a classic, and I'm just going to go with Gremlins. And yes, it is a Christmas movie.
Yeah. It's like cheating what you're saying right now.
I know.
Because who's going to disagree?
No one's going to disagree.
Because it's so fun to be cynical. My favorite Christmas movie is the one where the guy in the Santa outfit dies.
Well, I was actually going to say one of our best live script readings on Yorkie-thon was Chris Columbus's, I think it was like the second draft of Gremlins.
Ooh.
Still super violent.
Still gnarly.
And Gizmo turns into a butterfly at the end of the movie.
Not so worried.
But it was a trip to read what it
Wait,
started
Gizmo gets
as.
Cuter at the end?
Yeah, but it's but it was super violent and dark in the middle, which was awesome.
Yeah, that's the thing. And they retained a little of it, you know, with like Phoebe Cates's monologue and of course, the great Dick Miller. But it almost became a joke at that time, I think, to cast Dick Miller as the guy you're going to kill.
Yeah.
I feel like he would come in and argue with somebody and then end up dead.
That's fair.
It was the Dick Miller way.
When Empire Magazine, they did a roundtable 30th anniversary of Gremlins at Rick Baker's shop, and I got to go because I'm friends with Zach Galligan. He's like, just come with me. I'm like, well, okay.
You were Zach Galligan's plus
I was his plus one, but it was just Dick Miller and Joe Dante, Chris Wallace, who did the effects. Mm-hmm. Obviously they didn't want to interview me, so I got to just walk through Rick's shop and look at everything. It was amazing. But at the end of that day, when they were all saying goodbye to Dick, you could tell everyone knew, like, they're probably not going to see him again type thing. Uh-huh. It was so, like, touching to watch. And, of course,
they believe,
like,
that every time he appears anywhere, he gets killed.
Yes.
I was just saying
that was why.
Yeah. That was a tendency, not a real thing.
It's like a Native American thing. Every time you die in a movie.
Yes.
It takes. Everybody knows
one of your lives.
And Dick passed away a couple of months after that.
Oh.
Yeah.
To be fair, I always cry when I say goodbye to Dick.
Okay.
it's night one, everybody. It's night one.
Yeah,
let's get started.
We're being fair.
You're like Jerry Lewis on hour 58, but it's only 90 minutes in.
Close, very close. Yeah. I'll tell you my Jerry Lewis, Jerry's Kids joke when we're not gonna get me canceled.
Okay. Great.
Yes.
Is there really powers out there that could cancel this? I don't think so.
Yes.
I don't think there is.
Yes, there are.
There is.
You never know.
There's a corporate entity behind what we're doing right now.
Don't go against Big Yorkie, Doug.
Yeah.
Big York. You gotta watch out for that Big York.
Oh my God.
Big York here.
Well, thank you for those recommendations, you guys. And I gotta put in commercial breaks. So I'm just gonna say that we're going to commercial. We'll be right back.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery. starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective, unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles. Just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
We're back. And
I love whenever we've done it in the past when you have that very small window of that edit for the commercial break.
Yeah.
Like you leave no air.
There's no air. There's no reason.
You are airtight. You're an airtight Benson.
No, it's just let's get going. You know, I mean, that's the luxury that we have, is we don't have to sit through the commercials. So since other people have to,
yeah,
I want to make the process quick. All right. So I don't know how many people enjoying the Yorkie-thon are listeners to the show, but I'll explain these games as we go along. There's two games. Of course, the second one determines our winner today and who moves on. Adam, you could be coming back to the show again right away.
All right.
We've missed you.
I know. I always get eliminated immediately by Sam.
We've missed you and your just absolutely delightful Jerry Lewis stories. That you tell us during the breaks. He never says them on the air. All of his Jerry Lewis secrets are staying with him.
Yeah, they were scintillating.
They're going to the grave with Adam, his Jerry Lewis secrets. All right. So this first game we're going to play is a game that I call Last Lines. Most motion pictures have a last line of dialogue.
Most. Except for Silent Night, the new John Woo film.
Yeah, I guess
the last line would be in the first 5 minutes of the movie.
Right. And even then it's pretty mumbly.
Ready? Like, hey.
Hey, somebody just says, hey. Oh, that's right.
That wasn't an answer.
I think you're right, though. That somebody does. No, that somebody says, somebody says, hey, at the beginning of Silent Night. I'm sad Silent Night lived up to its title, but I'm glad Violent Night lived up to its.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. Much. But that fun double bill, Silent Night and Violent Night.
And Deadly
Night. If you're into that sort of thing. Oh, there's so many nights. But this game is about the last line. So I'll say the last line from a motion picture. I will eyeball Adam. Adam will guess or pass on what the title of that motion picture is. If he misses it, then we move on to Joe. Then on to Sam, and if all three of you miss it, which could happen, last lines could be pretty vague and hard to decipher. And I don't know what kind of movies they are.
Oh,
what do you think I did? Write this shit? You think I'm in charge? You think I know what's happening? Yeah. Funny you should ask. There tends to be a theme, but we'll see.
Okay.
Doesn't have to be one. Okay. So. Here's what happens, though. If we go through all three of you and none of you guess the name of the movie, then I'm going to tell you the name of the actor who said that line.
Okay.
And everybody gets a shot again. And then if nobody gets it on that round, then I'm going to tell you the character they were playing when they said it. Okay. And if no one gets on that round, I'll be very sad. I'll curl up in a ball and roll away on this executive chair. But you never know.
Don't make Doug sad. Don't make Doug sad. Don't make Doug sad.
That's gonna happen.
Don't fuck this up.
All right, you ready, Adam?
I'm ready.
Okay, Adam, and Adam alone gets to guess. Not you, Arwin. Not anybody else.
She's yakking up a bone.
Just Adam. What movie do you think has the last lines? It's two lines technically. Allow me to introduce myself. I'm the Invisible Man. See, you're smart enough to already know this is some sort of trick.
Yeah. Damn it. If I guess and I'm wrong, I'm out, right?
No, you're fine. You can guess. Just might not get back to you.
I'm going to pass.
Okay. Joe, do you know it?
The Invisible Man?
See, fun guess, but incorrect.
I knew it. I knew it. I needed to get to Sam.
Yeah. It's got to get to Sam. That's what people say.
I don't know.
All the time.
Give
it to Sam. He knows everything.
Not this one.
Yeah. But it does sound familiar, right?
Yeah, sure. Allow me to introduce myself. I'm the Invisible Man. That's the line? I will say the return of the Invisible Man.
Well, I like it. Because obviously he'd be going around just telling people who he is by that point.
By that point, you'd think.
Because he's returned to be like, okay.
Well, he was invisible.
It's that guy again. So but
allow me to reintroduce
myself. Yeah, yeah, maybe you'd have to say that. But no, that is incorrect.
Okay.
Now we go to Adam, who gets a little extra piece of information. Could be very helpful. Could be maybe not very helpful. It's the voice of Vincent Price.
Okay. I'm the Invisible Man.
As we sit here surrounded by horror paraphernalia,
that almost makes it harder because if you
look around the room, you trying to cheat, it's not going to help you. Those Star Wars figures are no good for you now.
I'm okay. House of Wax.
No, Joe.
Mask of the Red Death.
I love it, Sam.
The Return of Edward Scissorhands.
I would watch the shit out of that movie.
Yeah, you would.
You know that's coming after Beetlejuice 2.
Okay. Now I'm going to tell you what role Vincent Price was playing.
It's not going to help.
When he said this.
I'm on your side here. I'm pulling for you.
He was the voice of the Invisible Man.
What an asshole.
Did you deliberately try to be a fucking cop?
This first one's tough, but they'll get easier, I promise.
All right, Michael Jackson's Thriller. You.
No.
I know.
Joe.
Hotel Transylvania. I don't know.
Sam.
I am the Invisible Man.
I wish you were. No, the answer is Abbott and Costello meet Frankenstein.
Oh, come on.
God, there's so
much. It's not even
so mad at us.
It's not even Abbott Costello meeting the Invisible Man. It's they meet Frankenstein, and the Invisible Man shows up at the end.
Well, it's a teaser.
And gets the last line. Yeah.
Teaser for the next movie, of course.
Yeah.
Oh, Invisible Age. All right. Doesn't look like anyone got it in the chat, at least not in the Aries Cup one.
Yeah. Now fucking people look.
Oh, yeah. Jeff Rigo says.
Set you straight once everybody knows.
You know what? Wait, Jeff, did you legitimately get that? Wait, Dean got it. Oh, wow. There's people that are much better at this game than us.
All right. Well, you know.
I'm really disappointed in you, Joe.
Let's not use them as a barometer. They never leave their homes. You're out here doing stuff.
Am I? You're
out here raising money. No, I don't know. So, I don't know.
I'm just glad that we're all an even keel here.
We're yes.
Fine. That was good.
Yeah. You all have no points.
Yep.
Here we go. Round two. Starting with Adam. What movie ends with the line... Affirmative.
Oh, God. Fucking anything. Any movie, guys.
Wait, I'm sorry. There's more. Affirmative. Period.
Oh, well, in that case.
All right, Joe.
Red Dawn.
Joe. This one, you know it or you don't. So at this stage.
2001.
No. It's not any kind of Space Odyssey. 2001 or 10.
That was my next one.
I'm going to guess Abbott and Costello meet the Mummy.
I wish I could say affirmative, but that's incorrect. All right. Now this should do it for you, Adam.
All right.
It's definitely going to do it for Joe, but we'll see if it does it for you. The person who said affirmative is an actress named Carrie Henn. H-E-N-N.
The original Blob?
No, but I just saw that recently. It's fun.
Wait, did you go to the New Bev?
No.
I just watched it
on TV during...
Did you just talk about the Blob?
During Halloween month. Yeah.
How great is that movie?
It's crazy how at the end they go, let's just take it to the Arctic because the Blob doesn't like cold. No, I see. All right, Joe, tell us the answer.
We're at $9,318 raised.
So nice.
Yes, yeah, very nice. Dude, I'm drawing a blank. Electric Dreams.
No.
Alien.
Oh, Sam.
Aliens.
Oh, God damn it.
I have to give it to him because he corrected himself before I got a chance to tell him he was wrong. She's Newt in Aliens.
Fuck.
Fucking Newt. Like, I don't even know if Carrie Henn ever acted again, but it's a fun rhyme.
Yeah.
That was actually the alternate title for Aliens was fucking Newt.
Fucking Newt.
All right, Sam's on the board. Adam's getting coffee.
I guess I'll go.
Joe is ready.
I'm pissed. That's
Joe is prepped.
Son of a bitch.
We could yell it.
Last line.
We could yell it in Adam's direction though. Right.
No, he's
okay.
Dude, that's the last line of Aliens. Crap.
Yeah, she just goes affirmative, you know, in her little cute robot.
Her last line wasn't, boy, I sure hope this sleep capsule doesn't crack.
I sure hope David Fincher doesn't direct the next film or I'm screwed.
Like the last line of the first one of Alien is something like, eat it, cat. Yeah. Or something like, it's something to the cat.
Okay. This is the line, Adam.
Okay.
But I'll be free. I'll finally be free.
But I'll be free. I'll finally be free.
Fuck. Genie, you're free. It's not that. I'll be free. I'll finally be free. Fuck me. Sorry. Arwen.
We're raising money for dogs.
Yes, we're raising money for dogs.
This is a nice charity for nice animals.
I'm free. I'm finally. Fuck.
Okay, Joe. Let's move on to Joe. I don't think anybody's going to get it without another clue.
Yeah, I'm going to say Wolfman. I don't know.
Not a bad guess, Sam.
The Legend of Sinbad.
I was going to say that.
Comedian.
I would watch it. Wait, isn't that called?
Sam's got a new approach, just keeps adding words while I'm looking up the answer to double check and make sure it's not so anything to do with fucking.
Do you really have to post this one?
Yeah. Oh, we're obligated. I've got sponsors and whatnot.
Shit.
Yeah, but worry about your own fan base that's watching this happen right now.
It's a game that even counts, so don't worry about it. Mm. Don't worry about it.
All right. What was your guess, Sam?
I was wrong.
It didn't matter.
All right, here we go. Adam, here's the next line. Here's the person. This is the actor who says it. Right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Anthony Perkins.
I'm finally free.
I'm finally free.
Psycho 3?
That is correct.
Are you proud of your dad, Arwen?
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. Why would you do that?
Oh my God. When were you eating?
Are you a fan of Psycho 3, Doug?
Yeah.
The sleazecore version of Psycho with the sexy Jeff Fahey? Sexy Fahey.
I gotta say, I really, as long as Perkins was involved, I enjoy the Psychos.
And he directed, you know, them.
Yeah, he directed them.
As soon as they replaced him with Vince Vaughn, I was out.
I don't think he directed any of the Psychos. Vince Vaughn was not involved in the directing.
No, I mean, you know, once he got involved at all,
he
was in the Gus Van Sant.
Gus Van Sant shot for shot remake from 98. Yeah.
With buttholes. There's buttholes in that movie.
What?
I don't remember buttholes.
Oh, and Hayes' butthole.
I think I missed that cut.
Check out the Blu-ray available on Universal, and you can see Anne Hayes' butthole.
On purpose?
I mean, Gus left it in the film, so it wasn't.
All right, Joe's up first. Here we go, Joe.
All right,
you can force a three-way tie right now.
God.
Yeah. Show everybody what's what.
This is the worst.
Yeah. What movie has the last line? Oh, Danny.
It's The Shining.
That is correct.
Thank God.
You did it. See, you redeemed yourself. An insanely easy one came your way. And you, it's the only one I had. I had to have one that was going to settle this thing.
I will say that it was
would definitely know.
It was your commanding performance as
right.
That
well,
helped.
That's part of it. Yeah, I couldn't.
It was very
Duvall-esque. I couldn't hide it. I couldn't hide
the Duvall-esque.
All the years of training that I've had for a moment like this. So, do you think Adam's going to participate in this Yorkie-thon much, or do you think he's just going to be making coffee?
I'm trying to make the coffee. But...
You don't need coffee now. You have natural caffeine. You have a point on the board.
Yeah. Well, no.
Well, yeah, but we all have points.
That game ended in a three-way tie, so it's basically that's just a wash. We're just gonna play the second game as if the first game never happened.
Thank Damn God.
It. Yeah.
Everyone remember the time that I tied Sam.
And we'll do it.
It was about 3 minutes.
We'll play it after the break. We'll be right back.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
We're back.
Time warp.
It could have been like 5 minutes of ads in there, and then where we're sitting, it was nothing.
It's like, got a time machine
over. Yeah. All right. So,
but DeLorean.
But just to remind everybody what happened before all those ads, everybody played a spectacular first round. I'm excited about that game too. I think it was a fun game, but
that was awful.
We're gonna play one more game. And this is going to determine who wins today. We'll keep the same order, but we'll flip it around. So, I mean, we'll start with Adam, but then we'll go to Sam and then to Joe. And, you know, arbitrariness is key. Got to keep everybody on their toes.
We're playing Doug Loves Movies with Doug Benson and Sam Levine. Don't forget, you can donate to Save a Yorkie Rescue on the link below or buy something in Arwen's Silent Auction or bid on it. Both links are right below the stream here on Aeriescope.com, unless you're watching this on YouTube. If we're still up on YouTube.
If you're listening to this, if you're just listening to Doug Loves Movies like a regular, normal listener and you're not familiar with Yorkie-thon, definitely go to Aeriescope, A-R-I-E-S-Scope.
Yes.
.com. And it's never too late to donate to Yorkie-thon. Next year is not too soon.
Yes. Yes. So the auction will be closed.
No matter when you listen to this, you won't be able to get in the auctions, but you still will be able to donate.
Yes. Thank you.
Yeah. Yorkies appreciate it. Okay. So that being said, we're going to play a game called Little Search Engine That Could. It's Sam's favorite game, as you could tell by the grunt that came out of his. Little Wolverine beard.
No, sir, don't like it.
In this game, I type a word into the IMDb search engine, and today I thought, what's a word that Sam would really appreciate, especially this time of year? And I typed that word in, and I wrote down the top 10 movies according to the IMDb algorithm with that word in the title. So this is a game where we're going to take turns again. We're going to start with Adam, and each of you is going to ultimately get three guesses, but we're going to go three rounds of one guess each.
All right.
You name a movie, I'll tell you where it is on the top 10, if it's in the top 10. If it's number one, you get 10 points. If it's number 10, you get 1 point. And then there's all those points in between. So
you won this one.
Almost anybody can win at any time.
Yeah. Two Yorkie Thons ago, we did this game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Joe won it.
Yes. Remind me. I need the confidence.
Let's reminisce. Let's also talk about the time Joe went to Russia and bought a hat. All right.
Duh.
Here we go.
Pentagraph, what did you put in this coffee?
It's uh-oh.
Ooh.
Little something to keep him up through the whole Yorkie Thon. extra pep in his step.
See, this is why I kept getting up to make my own coffee.
Did you step on the coffee? It looks like someone literally stepped gravel on this coffee. All right, good luck.
I'm drinking it.
All right.
Yeah. I'm going to drink it.
Yeah, it sounds like a real pick-me-up. A little gravel in your coffee. Arwen doesn't appreciate it.
There's a coffee ground. You're fine.
The dog doesn't like it at all.
Just drink it and go to sleep.
It's peyote. You're fine.
Sam, are you ready to hear what the word is?
I'm so ready.
We're ready.
The word, probably one of your favorite words ever, Sam. Mm-hmm. Christmas.
And these are the top 10 searches
with the word Christmas in the title. The top 10. He's still gonna, I still wouldn't count Sam out.
No. Okay. I'm gonna go with,
these are very famous movies with the word Christmas in the title, if you ask me.
I'm gonna go with Christmas Vacation.
What's the full title?
Oh,
National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation.
Very good. I wish it was on the list.
It's not.
Wow, that is shocking.
What a shit list.
It would be shocking. It's number one on the list. It's number one.
That means I win.
It means you're in good shape, but anything can happen. Sam Levine is here.
I don't know what any of that
means. Joe is here.
Doesn't mean much.
Arlen's back there.
All right. Sam gets to go first. Next, I should say. He's next.
I'm going to go with A Christmas Story.
Right? Yeah. Play it all day. Christmas Day, every year, TNT, TBS, no matter what your background or religion, it's on your TV all day on Christmas Day, and it's called A Christmas Story. It's number five.
All right.
Not a bad start for Sam. Gets you on the board and gets you a beautiful
BB gun, right?
Beautiful 6 points.
Shoot your eye.
To Adam's 10 points. Joe, I mean, the optimal move here is to try to put 9 points on the board. What do you think is the second highest ranked movie on IMDb today?
Today,
people were searching this title as they do. Looking for some holiday movie.
I'm tempted on a particular color in terms of the Christmas. Do I go one or another? I'm gonna go White Christmas.
That's a good one.
Okay. Any particular reason you're going with
because I think
clearly the evil choice?
Because I watched it today, so there you go.
Christmas,
yeah.
That's a better answer than every day is White Christmas for me, Doug. That's what I thought you might say.
Why would I have? No, Doug. That would be Black
you
Christmas.
You lead a good life. Oh, no. Okay. A White Christmas, or just White Christmas with Bing Crosby and all the fixins.
Rosemary Clooney.
George Clooney's aunt, right?
Big money, big money.
Number three, I bet.
Number four on the list.
I'll take it.
I made it number four because Adam said three, and I couldn't just go along with whatever Adam said.
Wait, was it really number three?
No, it's number four. It's number four. That's worth 7 points. It gets you one ahead of Adam, still three shy. I mean, one ahead of Sam, three shy of Adam. We're back to Adam.
All right, I'm going to...
There's still plenty of titles. 7 more titles on the list.
I know... There's like probably a surefire one, and I'm thinking I should gamble a little bit here. No, you know what? I'm not going to gamble with that one. My gamble was going to be, you know, I shouldn't say it, right? Gee. Okay. I'm going to go with Dr. Seuss's How the Grinch Stole Christmas.
Okay. I believe that was possibly overkill. I don't know if the Dr. Seuss was officially there on the one that is on this list starring Jim Carrey, of course, but it is on the list at number 6.
Hey,
yeah, Dad. Look at him go.
Ron Howard classic.
5 more points for Adam. Not insurmountable, but it's not looking good.
If I actually win a round of this, I go down to wherever you're doing the show. I'm all excited. I go home right away.
here.
Well, he's often in the 12 Guests of Christmas.
Yes.
And that's an elimination show. And so he gets eliminated.
That's right. I've been in it twice. And I got eliminated.
That cannon sound. Yeah.
Yeah, but you deliberately did that because you were like, I got to get home for Arwen.
Oh, one of them was right before Yorkie-thon. And that's when we were still doing the 48 hours straight.
You had to come home and whatever it is you do to prepare for this, whatever it is to make it look like you didn't prepare at all and you're running around, however you create that effect, you have to... It takes a lot.
Yeah,
you know, it's not, this is a hard thing to put together, and I'm so excited that you guys do it, and it is now Sam's turn.
I'm trying to be very
thinking about it,
good about it. I want to glance at that list.
I can't read my own handwriting.
Perfect.
So good luck to you.
I will say, and I'll bet you were thinking about this, The Nightmare Before Christmas.
That was one of them.
Right, that one, obviously. It's one thing that amazed me is that there really is like a lot of movies with Christmas in the title that we would recognize, like our known titles. And so that one did not make the list.
Wait, what?
Are you kidding?
See, I thought
it's not in the top 10
because it's not something people search for a lot at Christmas time.
It's more of a Halloween movie than a Christmas.
That's
movie.
Why I was like, oh, ultimately. That was a little fringe
because everybody's seen it already for the year.
Yeah,
because they watched it at Halloween time, and you know, and so now they're kind of over it already. That's my theory. I mean, it was probably like 14th or 15th.
No, you went twice.
But Sam just went.
It's going the other way around.
Oh.
How many points did you get for that one, Sam?
I 11
none,
points.
None. You got 0 points, and you also get 0 points for truthfulness.
Okay.
So the same score then?
Yeah. All right. So who that leaves? Joe. Go, Joe.
I'm gonna go with A Christmas Carol.
Oh, damn it! Fuck.
Now, which one would that be?
Doesn't matter. Semantics. Semantics.
Damn it.
Christmas
title. Oh. Title only. Come on.
That's not how it works.
The 1950s one.
You have to know better. No, that didn't make it.
Fuck. The 1930s one.
Are you serious?
I am serious.
Well,
I'm here to play a serious game. This is not a comedy.
I figured that was number two. Easily. Easily.
Be quiet over there, Levine.
Okay, let me draw a little zero. Adam's running away with this. You want to mop it all up? You want to get all the points?
You shit.
See, I'm going to get a little cocky here, and I'm going to try. Okay, Christmas with the Cranks.
Number two on the list.
That's insane. Number two?
Number two on the list.
I was saving that for a rainy day.
Yeah. No, 9 points more for Adam.
We can't.
This
get
is
you.
The highest score imaginable.
Are you kidding me right now?
This is insane how good you did at that.
All right, just for that,
that's
you impressive. Guys should donate some money to,
yes.
to the rescue.
100%.
We're playing for the dogs here.
Because Adam did so good. Today's the day Adam became a man.
I know. I never do this well.
What
Christmas movies are my jam?
Are we talking about here?
Just the one that you
internet
know,
internet bullshit.
No, the one I go to the IMDb on the dark web. I go to the evil IMDb.
It's all snuff films.
I am the devil. Okay, so Adam just knocked it out of the park. Sam, do you want to, just for safe face, do you want, I guess, another one?
Just to make Joe really angry, let's go with A Muppet Christmas Carol.
No.
Oh!
All right, this list is bullshit. Because, all right, you know what? Ernest Saves Christmas.
Oh, nice. No. Nobody, I'm sorry, Joe, but nobody cares about Ernest anymore. Not even as a punchline.
You know who does? Vern.
You know, Ernest goes to jail, doesn't get a laugh like it used to.
Now, have we gotten number three yet? It seems like we haven't.
No, we haven't.
Or Christmases.
Don't guess. Oh. Don't guess yet. I was going to say, you have an opportunity here.
Yes, Smarty Pants.
To get numbers 1, 2, and 3 all by your lonesome.
Yeah, it's all true, right. But I'm looking at it, and he does not have that opportunity.
Oh.
Because there's no way in hell he's going to say this.
Get creative!
Yeah, let me recap what we're looking at here from the bottom. Number 10 is Christmas with the Campbells, which is a somewhat recent like Hallmark movie parody starring Justin Long, amongst others. So that's probably just being looked up because it's somewhat, you know,
sure.
came out it's last new. Year, I think. And then number 9 is A Christmas Carol, the one with Jim Carrey and with Bob Zemeckis.
The animated one.
Yeah.
Sure, animated.
Yeah, when he was on that kick after Beowulf and Polar Nightmare. And then
the Dead Eyes Christmas.
Yeah. Sorry. And then number 8, well, a movie that's taken on some steam as like kind of a perennial Last Christmas.
Oh, yeah.
With what's her name from Amelia... Game of Thrones. Well, yeah.
Yep. Yeah.
And then this is really messed up. There's a movie called A Christmas Story Christmas where he's like sequel. Grown up. Yeah,
that's right.
Yeah, where Ralphie's
grown I liked up. It.
Yeah.
Oh, that was you?
Yep. Yeah.
So those were all tough ones to pull anyway. But the
Christmas Story is Natasha's favorite movie.
Number 3, Joe, stars your recent...
I should have done... Can I say
actress.
It? Can I say it?
Can you say that you worked with Heather Graham? The strike is sure. over. Yes, you can.
But
A Hangover Christmas?
Best... dot Christmas dot ever.
Yeah,
that was 3.
Yeah,
I never was gonna guess
because it's brand new, right?
Yeah
and Heather is probably getting typed in a lot because people want to see more after seeing your movie.
It is the 2023 is the Grammasance. It's the Grammasance, the Heather Grammasance. She's got 3 movies this year, including the number 3 most searched Christmas movie. It's number 2 Netflix movie of the year so far.
Already?
Yes.
Holy crap.
Holy smokes.
Yeah. Well,
all those people will then go see Suitable Flesh, I hope.
Speaking of shocking things, I thought I'd never say this. Adam Green is our winner. He did it his way on his turf.
Yes. Because I've never
he got up constantly to go cheat. He went and like looked
that
up.
You do
he was looking up answers.
My phone was here.
Oh, like you can't have a burner phone.
That's not my favorite movie.
You just use for cheating at trivia.
She's just a big Scott Farkas fan.
Well, congratulations. We'll have you back very soon. And you get this is normally the part of the show where I ask everybody to promote themselves, starting with the winner. So what would you like to promote today from within the Yorkie-thon?
Hi, my name's Adam Green, and I am a third of the Movie Crypt podcast. And every year we have a thing called Yorkie-thon, which just ended when you're hearing this, when it replays.
Good job.
So next year is going to be Yorkie-thon 9 in 2024. It's a live marathon all weekend long to raise money for Save a Yorkie Rescue. And after the year we had last year, meaning 2023, which we're doing right now, we raised $700,000 that weekend. So we want to see if we can beat that this year for Yorkie-thon 9.
$700,000 is the number you have to try to beat?
Yes.
Holy wow.
It's going to be a long weekend.
Dollars. Yeah.
What are you guys doing the rest of the weekend?
I was going to say, this doesn't come out till Monday. So I hope by the time my listeners are hearing it, you will have reached your goal of $700,001.
Joe said he's not leaving this place until we hit $700,000.
I'll just say don't be greedy. Don't be greedy. When you hit $700,000, maybe $700,001, quit there.
Yeah,
don't,
we'll taper
don't,
off.
Don't push it. It'd be so amazing if you got that $700,000. Joe Lynch, how can people currently see Sustainable Flesh?
I love it every time that Doug says it. Isn't that what you said at the
Suitable Flesh?
I think at the
movie is sustainable though. You did it, you used all sustainable actresses.
It's sustaining itself in Rotten Tomatoes right now.
Yeah.
I think at the Fantastic Fest screening of Roar, you called it systemic flesh.
Did I?
Like, yeah, there's a good variant.
We have a systemic flesh problem in this country.
We do. The new film is called Suitable Flesh. It stars the number 3 most Googled or IMDb'd actor in the area right now, Heather Graham, Barbara Crampton. It's a Lovecraft adaptation, loving tribute to Stuart Gordon. If you like Reanimator, you'll love Suitable Flesh. It's also going to be out January 9th on Blu-ray.
There's also a full-size Suitable Flesh poster in Arwen Silent Auction for the Arkies. I know, but the audience who's watching live right now does.
Yeah. Yes. We got to really, we're working across purposes here.
They just came out. They just got made. You just saw it for the first time like 48 hours
ago. Yep. I got my dirty palms all over it. I signed it and it's in the auction right now. Suitable Flesh on VOD now, January 9th on Blu-ray and on Shudder at the end of January. Watch it, jerk off to it, and Merry Christmas.
Sam Levine in the studio came to a different location for this to happen to him, to be humiliated in front of all of
traveled far and
in
wide.
Front of Adam Green's dog and his toys.
I can't go home to my wife.
Yeah, he's spending the night out, everybody.
I already got a text from my dad. They were watching the live stream. I'm out of the will. Thanks a lot, guys. Thanks a fucking bunch.
What do you want to plug, Sam?
Well, of course, you should check out my new streaming series, Underdeveloped. It's on Tubi and Amazon Prime and Amazon Freevee. It is totally free to watch. Enjoy the hell out of it. It's about people who work at a dysfunctional production company. And of course, hey, it's the holidays. So you're shitty at giving gifts, right? So get a cameo from me to one of your loved ones or friends or someone you don't even care for. I'll say nasty things to them for you. I don't care. Find me Sam Levine
Sam
on Cameo.
Sam will talk to anybody.
I just about will. Yeah. That's accurate.
Yeah. We'll just talk to people. They'll do it. Just watch them do it. Doug plugs Saturday, December 16th, Benson Movie Interruption at Dynasty Typewriter here in LA at 4:20. Next Doug Loves Movies is in front of a live audience in LA is at the Improv Lab at the Melrose Improv on Tuesday, the 19th of December. All of my dates and deets are at douglovesmovies.com. It's a pleasure sitting in here for the very early on in the Yorkie-thon. So these guys are not at full Yorkie-thon punchiness.
Oh, you've seen us.
I think we did. I think we came. I came in and played a game with you guys at the end last time.
Yeah.
And yeah, this was a lot more. I brought in Sam, though, to be honest with you. I brought in some muscle in case you guys were already out of control.
You needed
I brought in Sam to keep you guys intellectually in line.
That's true.
You know what I mean? You focus more when you have this kind of competitor to go up against.
Yes.
It brings the best out of everybody.
And well, I blew it. Next year we'll come back. We'll play the game again, but this time the search word will be circumcision.
Yeah.
See, this give is me how, the little advantage here.
This is how Sam.
A very earnest circumcision. I love that movie.
This is why Sam is so successful in this business. Is when he as he's leaving a job, he talks about the next time the job is going to happen. He's like, 1 year from now, we're going to do this again, and none of us disagreed with it.
Wow.
Yeah, we're all on board. At the end of every episode of the show these days, I've been saying the last line of a motion picture. So on behalf of Yorkie-thon, thank you for having me on Yorkie-thon. Thank you, Adam Green, Joe Lynch, Sam Levine. Oh, Green and Levine. What a mean machine. As always, allow me to introduce myself. I'm the Invisible Man.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of Gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in his heart.